joined now by Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach Kelsey Goff. And Kelsey, good to talk to you here in person finally.
Yeah, a little bit different with you being here, at our game. But yeah, good to talk to you and see you.
Well, first of all, let's talk about Thursday night's game against Diagonal. That was kind of hard fought, a little clunky at times, foul trouble early, but you figured out a way through it.
Yeah, I told the girls before the game, with a bunch of freshmen and sophomore, they really don't have anything to lose. So they're going to come out there and give you whatever they got. They're going to be scrappy. They'll just give us a hard time. And they did. Like you said, yeah, we got in foul trouble early there in the first quarter. So I had to sit a couple of starters the second quarter. And, we were down by halftime, but not by too much. So we, I wasn't too concerned at that point.
Yeah, is my next question, what was the, conversation in the locker room? Was it, okay, we were down two players for the most part. We can, insert them back in, stay out of foul trouble, and we should be a good?
Yeah. I said, we have to do a couple things. That's in rebound. They got a lot of offensive rebounds that we usually don't give up. But once again, yeah, I had Kesley Reed on the bench there during the second quarter. But, yeah, I said I told you, they were going to come out like this. So I think it helped going into that 2-3 zone. It protected their post player, number 10, down there. I said defense and rebounding is what we're going to have to do to get that lead back or get a lead and win the game.
Lottie Nolte gave you some critical minutes, and you were telling me as I talked you out in the hall there, said, she's been asking, how do I get more minutes? Well, there you go.
Yeah, she came to me and asked me how she gets more playing time. I told all the girls in the locker room, I said, defense. You give me that defensive intensity. You anticipate those passes. You get your arms up, just get tip balls. And that's what she ended up doing there, causing some at the top of that zone there, some issues for them to pass and get around her. And then, I said, you got to be confident on the offensive end. I said, I just can't have you out there for defense. So if you, get the ball, look to shoot her or go to the hoop. And she definitely did that tonight. So it was good to see.
You brought in some of those freshmen that folks don't normally see her unless it's in mop-up time in a critical game. How do you think they handled it?
They did excellent. There's a couple of times when I've had Kesley or some other girls, Kiana, in foul trouble. So, even Lily Snyder there, she gave me some good minutes in the second quarter. She didn't knock down some threes like she did in the Lamoni game, but, she still shoots. And once again, she has long arms there at the top of that zone and can cause some issues for Diagonal.
Talking to Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach Kelsey Goff on the Coach's Corner and KNIA KVLS. That was your final conference game. You swept the conference in regular season. Conference champions, congratulations. Now the conference tournament and you get the one seed. That's just fallen very perfectly for you, I think.
Yeah. Last year we came second in the conference because ACA beat us. This time, we beat ACA. So, yeah, we finished 9-0 in the conference. And so that's a great feeling. But, yeah, we're not done yet. So getting that number one seed for the conference tournament, well, we have a big X on our backs. But we're just going to take it game by game and see how we can keep moving forward.
Big X on your backs, but you don't have to leave Melcher to play in this conference tournament as long as you keep winning. You got home court advantage all the way through. How good is that?
That's phenomenal. As everyone knows, we've been on the road for seems forever. But to finally, have home games and then let alone, have that number one seed host the tournament, it's big. Our crowd is phenomenal. Every night they show up, they cheer from the beginning to the end, and, it just definitely helps with that that energy. Even when you're down, I think it gets the girls going, and, great to have that.
And, Addie had her points 26, but they were all kind of hard-earned. Diagonal, they're not a bad team. They make it hard on you. What's their big thing? Is their defense just that tough to score on sometimes?
Yeah, and I think it's still when you have some of those younger girls out there that haven't been playing with Addie, when they do that box and one, is trying to figure out what Addie's signs and cues are. The older girls like Kiana and even when, Gabby was playing, they've been playing with her for years. So they kind of know what Addie's looking for, what Addie wants, and then, where to go if she's driving into the hoop. And so I think these younger girls are figuring that out. And so it's good to see, you know, if she's going to the hoop where they need to be so she can dish it. Or if, you know, they come out on her, defend her where they need to be. I think Kesley Reed is really figuring that out.
Unfortunately, you have Friday off. You're not going to play Twin Cedars again because they had to end their season early. But that gives you the weekend to potentially have another game against Diagonal. Any concerns about that, or is it just, all right, it was kind of a wacky night on Thursday. Let's have a more normal night with this team.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to come back in here if that's who we play again. And they're going to want to knock us out. But I think, you know, it gives us a better idea of what they're all about. And I think we can be prepared for, you know, what we need to do defensively, what they're going to throw at us defensively, and how we can just, you know, maybe not get down and just continue with a steady lead, hopefully.
They do have to beat Moulton Udell, and more likely that'll happen. As you look at this tournament, I am trying to make you look ahead, but this tournament, as we said, sets up for you. You know what? The draw. Otherwise, you know, was it kind of, you know, what you expected?
Yeah. I definitely, for the most part, the seedings and how they paired everybody up and that the brackets. Yeah, it's pretty much what I expected. So, you know, yeah. If we beat Diagonal, we'll go to the semifinals, and we'll probably play Lamoni again. And then, yeah, if you get to that point and win that game, you know, get the championship, probably see ACA again, you know, unless something weird happens, you know, throughout these games. But, yeah, kind of just what I expected even from last year, looking forward to this season.
All right, good to see you again, Kelsey, and probably see a lot of you next week.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Derek.
That's Kelsey Goff, Melcher Dallas. Girls basketball coach, back after this on KNIA.